nation, not for war and occupation.
A group of ordinary citizens and activists staged a protest rally in Vancouver to voice their objection to Canada's involvement in the Afghanistan war before the federal elections next month.
Money for health care, not for warfare.
Money for health care, not for warfare.
The rally was part of a nationwide protest organized by StopWar.ca and the Canadian Peace Alliance with the support of many other anti-war movements. A difference of opinion was raised with the Libyan community because they are in favor of NATO interference in Libya, while other anti-war movements don't think that's a good idea.
When you give an inch or you ask for the West, the Western powers to come in and give you an inch, they take a mile, and they take a mile in their own interests.
We understand the distrust in NATO. We know that they are not acting out of pure, honest interests out of the Libyan people. But our families are in Libya right now. We are unarmed. Our people are dying. My own family is dying.
We decided that we are not going to shut up and stay at home and just watch news and stay silent. We want to support our country.
The primary message among all groups was the same: stop the war crimes. However, StopWar.ca also wants Canadians to be aware of where the current government's priorities lie before they go to the polls in May.
If they have a G20 conference in Toronto, they have $1 billion to spend. If they have a war in Afghanistan, they have billions to spend each year. But when it comes to housing people, providing social housing, providing health care, providing universal child care, things that people really need, that all of a sudden they plead empty pockets.
Last year, Canada's troop deployment to Afghanistan was extended for an additional 3 years, even while the extension is unpopular with many here. Party leaders are keeping quiet about the issue around election time, but anti-war groups are not, because they say they're fed up with the 10 years of occupation and $500 billion spent on NATO, which has led to incidents such as what happened in February, where 200 civilians were killed during the airstrikes on Ghaziabad.
155 Canadian soldiers have been killed while serving in the Afghanistan mission since 2002. 4 Canadian civilians, including 2 aid workers, 1 journalist and 1 diplomat, have also been killed. Zara Jamal, Press TV, Vancouver.